There was plenty of light bread and all kind of cakes and stuff that come from bakeries at that time. Yep. Mm-hmm. So far as I knew. But at that time, I had all the shamp petting and humoring and cooking for youngins and things like that kind of played out when mama died. Didn't have no pets much then. People used to pet the children a whole lot more than they do now. Eh? Seemed to me like, I don't know. Might be wrong about that. But.
Well, let's see now. I want to ask you a little bit more about the farming. Suppose you take a year, you know, just a normal year when you were growing up. And would you tell me just month by month what you all did on the farm? You know, when you had to turn the soil and when you had to plant this and when you had to harvest that and all. Could you take me through a year? What kind of work you all did all year long?
Yes, ma'am. We wasn't idle much. Go to school about 2 or 3 months out of the year. And when we'd get home, we'd have to feed the stock, tend the stock. That is in the afternoon. And the morning before we left to go to school, we'd have to feed the stock, tend the stock, part it in, part it out, you know. And then in the afternoon, when the farming season come on, we'd have to begin to pick up the stalks off from the land.
Now, when was this now? What month of that was this?
That would be in the month, around the month of October, November. Mm-hmm. That was when the fields would be considered, at that time, being eat out. Have to cut the stalks more or less with a hoe or something like that and pile you. If it was a cotton stalk, had to pile them in piles and burn them. And then after that was done, why then of course they would turn back and cut the land up with the hares.
Now what months would this be in? Let's see, October, November.
That'd be in December.
Uh-huh.
And then the land would be broke, most of it would be broke before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Christmas, why start to laying off the land, getting it ready to plant. After the first of the year, I'll see it like that. And then by March, back then people always start planting their garden in February.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about January? What'd you all do in January?
Well, there would be, in the farming line, it'd be laying off the rows and streaking off the rows and what they called back then, bedding out your land. Bedded out with turn plows, you know. Have to get it turned out and laid out and fixed like you want it, then in the month of February and March you'd start planting your corn, cotton, through the months of February, March, and April. And then by the month of May, why ever the grass and everything would begin to come through and you'd have to hoe and have to hoe in cotton, chopping cotton. Work from the, as the old saying is, from sun to sun.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to school up till then, you go to school up to about the 15th or sometime the last February, first middle of March. You know.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the school term run, about 7 months, you know, 6 or 7 months. And then whenever you get your crop to grow it and get it laid by and everything, like. It wasn't but just a few weeks before your cotton would begin to open.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel after July the 4th, your cotton would begin to open up. And the last of July and the 1st of August, you start picking that cotton. And then when your cotton would get picked and get out, then your corn would be ready to pull that and put that in the crib.